I've discovered the amazing world of sellotape holders. Gameplay Jenny 2016. So where are you going to start your with your sellotape dispenser collection?
I don't know.
C-3PO.
I do like, there's one that's like a record on a turntable. I like that. And there's one that's a flower. There's a pretty flower. I like that.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, get that one in the bag. Is it rare or is it fairly common?
Don't know. I'm sure there's some Chinese knockoff.
Focus on building up your rares, I would say. Your rare sellotape dispensers. That's the only way you're going to make a name for yourself in that community, let me tell you.
Vintage ones. Vintage sellotape dispensers.
Ooh, vintage sellotape dispensers. There's a market for that. There is a market. Yeah, go niche, actually. Ignore my earlier advice. Go niche. Dear God. Anyway. Oh, hello and welcome back to the Sellotape Dispenser Show with me, Z Kitten, and your old pal, Podplay Jenny. Jen, how's it going?
It's going very well. You do know what you just said, don't you?
It was intentional. We're changing the entire direction of the podcast. That's all we're going to talk about for the next 50 episodes, and then we'll go back to your topics.
The thing is, there's one called Tape Dispenser, and it is a tape.
I saw that, yeah, a cassette tape. Yeah, you've got to get that one, Jen. It's on a webpage called 15 Funny Tape Dispensers.
It's also £12 bloody 50.
But it's an investment piece though, isn't it?
Along with rainbow pencils, a plate, and a UFO soap pump.
Frog tape dispenser, wooden camera tape dispenser, there's a whole plethora of them out there. What were we doing? We were doing a podcast or something, weren't we?
I don't know, I'm looking at rainbow pencils.
And she's graduated from the tape dispensers and moved on to pencils.
Because then I can get onto sharpeners.
Well, talking about tape, how about a topic on films?
Ooh!
See what I did there? That was beautiful. Today's topic, as kindly supplied to us by your friend and mine, Timo Warner, is... What's more important to you when you see a movie? The star or the director?
Ooh.
Yeah, food for thought.
Hmm. Well, the problem is that with me, it's not really either of those things because I'm so bad at remembering the names of people in films that even if you did show me another film with somebody I liked in it, I'd be like, I can't remember who that is.
Right, I see. I also hate to come down squarely in the middle of this issue, but to me it's an even split. Like, there's some directors whose work I'll always want to see, like the Coen brothers, Catherine Bigelow, Danny Boyle. And there's some, like, I'll avoid them like the plague, like Michael Bay or Roland Emmerich. And I think the same goes for actors as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll want to see anything with Bill Murray in it or Scarlett Johansson.
It's difficult because if you were to say Hans Zimmer's got a new... Sorry, not Hans Zimmer. I'll try that again.
I would watch a Hans Zimmer movie. Yeah. No problem at all.
If you were to say to me, you know, Christopher Nolan has brought out a new film and Hans Zimmer's done the soundtrack, but it's got the cast of EastEnders in it, I'd be like, I'll just buy the soundtrack.
Holy crap. Christopher Nolan with Danny Dyer? So where do I sign up for those tickets? I'd love that.
I'm just using it as an example because I don't even know who the cast of EastEnders is now, but I'm sure they're crap.
Well,
are you telling me that they're not?
No, well, Danny Dyer, mate. We do not slag off Danny Dyer on this podcast. That's against the rules. Go back and read your co-host contract. I put it in there. Clause 2. No slagging off Danny Dyer. Anyway, Christopher Nolan. This is another point I wanted to raise. Some directors bring with them terrific casts every time, like the Coen brothers or Chris Nolan. So it's all kind of interwoven and part and parcel, isn't it, really?
It is these days, isn't it? They sort of hang around in little groups on corners going, "Give us a film."
Yeah, and staring at the other directors on the other side of the park, clicking their fingers.
That might have been Danny Dyer.
Might have been Danny Dyer, yeah. I think more so than directors or stars, what matters to me more is genre.
Yeah, because you really enjoy those, like, teen dance movies, don't you?
Mad about them.
Yeah.
Absolutely mad about them.
If Christopher Nolan and Hans Zimmer did a teen dance movie, my God.
Yeah, so the teacher comes in, she's from the posh side of the neighbourhood, but the kids are all from the wrong side of the tracks, and she comes in and there's a lot of conflict because they can't see eye to eye, but at the end of the second act, they lose the major dance competition, but then work together and learn something about themselves. That's the perfect movie for me.
With the brilliant soundtrack of Mwah.
Yes, with a Christopher Nolan Hans Zimmer bah! In the background, for sure.
I love it. We should write to them and say we've had a brilliant idea.
Yeah, so there you go, Timo. To answer your question, neither. Genre. Cheers, dude. Catch you next time.